Welcome to the Up to the Challenge podcast.
Hey, hey, what's up? This is Isu back again, and this is E Society Presents Up to the Challenge. On this pod, we challenge each other to watch something. Movie, TV show, documentary, or whatever, as long as it's streaming or available. Then we'll discuss what we thought and present the next challenge. This is episode 10. Today we'll be talking about Over the Garden Wall and Maria Full of Grace. But before I go any further, he's up to the challenge. It's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is episode 10, and if some of you are going, wait, what happened to episode 9? I said it before, where it's on our Anchor feed, just because I was on the road. If you have the Anchor app, you probably already heard it. If you have the Radio Public app, you probably already heard it. But if you don't, our E-Society Anchor shows are on iTunes. So just look up, this time, no Skater Nez with this lookup. Just search E-Society and it'll pop up, and you got 4 episodes on there, I think. No, 3. Thought we did more, but yeah, there's only 3 on there so far, but there will be more. Episode 9 of Up to the Challenge is on there. That's Bushwick and Let Me In. So if you guys didn't hear that, search E-Society on iTunes or Anchor app or Radio Public. But episode 10, I will kick it off with Over the Garden Wall. This was a show that was on Cartoon Network. Is it still on?
No. It just went the 10 episodes. And man, these things are short. They're like 10 minutes each.
Yeah, I guess it could have stretched it out longer. This is something I'm going to finish. I only watched like the first few episodes just to see what it was. And this show is weird, but it's cool. I mean, I did enjoy it.
Yes, it is.
Over the Garden Wall. It came out in 2014. Like I said, it was on Cartoon Network, so I'm sure you can get it on there. Or the episodes are all on Hulu. Two brothers find themselves lost in a mysterious land and try to find their way home. The two brothers, voiced by Elijah Wood, who is Wirt, I think that's how you say his name, and Colin Dean as Gregory.
Yep.
This show was cool, man. I liked it. I was kind of like, I just looked at the picture, and I was like, okay, what is this? And then once it got going, I mean, it instantly grabbed me. I love Elijah Wood. And I love Melanie Lynskey. She plays Beatrice in this. And we also get Christopher Lloyd, Doc Brown. He pops up in this too as well. And the animation is awesome. I like what they're trying to do with the story and the characters. I think that's what really kept my attention. I love Gregory, Colin Dean's character. If you look at a picture of him, he's a little kid wearing like a pot on his head. So, I mean, I wasn't expecting much just by looking at the pictures. But once I started watching the show, I mean, I'm all in on it. I want to finish it. I probably would have been finished it now, but I started watching other things. But I liked what was going on in the show. It was a cute little story. The two brothers, just them going back and forth. I mean, just being brothers. And I like that. I mean, I thought it was cool. But I think what I really love the most about everything is this. I love the background music. I thought was awesome. But the animation is this. It's nothing fancy, but it's really cool. I mean, there's not too much detail in the characters themselves, but with the background, there's a lot of detail. I mean, they're walking through the woods, and then when they're inside the cabin and everything, and the adventure that comes along with all that. Man, this is a really good show. If you guys have not seen this, like I said, it's was it Hulu? Is that what I watched it on Hulu.
And, yes.
It's only one season. It was a limited TV series. Came out in 2014. I do not know who's behind all of this other than Cartoon Network. But yeah, I mean, this is a cool show, man. Right. I think if you love animation and Elijah Wood, you guys should check this out because I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. There's this little segment in the first episode where Elijah Wood is like sitting down on a couch and he's like getting deep into like poetry, like, who am I and what does it mean? And then the brother's like, oh, I didn't know that about you. Did you know that if you like squish a grape, it's you know, a raisin? He's like, it's a rock fact, and it's just so out there. Yeah, that's,
I mean, his little brother,
it's an odd show, but yeah, I love it.
His little brother Gregory, man, he's just a total little boy who just comes up and says whatever's on his mind. And Elijah Wood's character is kind of like in the middle of a sentence or something, and then Gregory will just blurt something out, and he like, what? And that's what I like. That's what I liked about the chemistry between the two brothers. I thought it was pretty sweet. How did you come across this show?
I had seen like t-shirts and even figures in Hot Topic for years, and I was just curious about it. And then one day I did see it on Hulu, and I was like, hey, there it is, like, check it out. And I like noticed that the episode runtimes were like 10 minutes long. It was like, okay, yeah, no reason not to check this out. So yeah, I just sat down. Yeah, you can watch, I guess, the whole thing in under 2 hours. Basically a movie.
That's probably what they did. They just
broke it up.
Was this something they came on like every day for, or was it something like once?
Probably.
It had to have been something every day, because it couldn't have been 10 minutes and then, okay, you got to wait a week and watch 10 more minutes, because that would have been not very
right.
I don't know, but I don't
right.
know.
Exactly.
When did this air? It aired November 3rd, 2014. I've never heard of this or even seen anything on this. Right now, after I've seen it, I'll probably see things and go, oh, okay, I did see this. But right now, nothing comes to mind of me seeing anything like this. But, I mean, like I said, man, this was a cool little animated show. It's labeled Animation Adventure Drama. And that's pretty much what it is. If I'm selling it to you and you just love good animation, this is something you guys should check out. I mean, like Zisu said, they're only 10 minutes long. The whole running time, if you sat and watched it, well, I don't know, on Hulu. No, they didn't do any commercials when I was watching it. But the full thing, if you watched it just straight through, hour and 50 minutes. So, I mean, it's something that I just think animation fans would like. So check it out. It's streaming on Hulu, Over the Garden Wall.
Awesome. Yeah, glad you liked it. And yeah, looking forward to hearing later on A Full E Society what you thought of the rest of it. But moving on to my challenge, you challenged me to 2004's Maria Full of Grace. And I got to say right up front before I describe what it is, that I didn't know what this was going into it. And I just hit play. I had no idea what it was. And that actually made for an interesting experience for me, because I was guessing it was actually one kind of film, and then it hit a moment and I was, oh, okay, it's that. And I actually got even more excited. Okay, so I can give you the synopsis now. This is Maria Full of Grace, 2004. A pregnant Colombian teenager becomes a drug mule to make some desperately needed money for her family. The first thing, once I saw it took that turn, what I thought immediately, the first thing that came to mind is, if you've heard of the show Locked Up Abroad, it's, I think it originally aired on like National Geographic, but then it aired everywhere, and then it's on Hulu. But yeah, that's the first thing that came to mind. I was like, oh wow, this is like Locked Up Abroad the movie, you know. But so yeah, I became highly interested in this, and I was shocked to look further into it and find that this was the first I believe this was the first best Oscar nomination for like somebody from Columbia. Is that right, Miss?
Yeah, because I remember when this came out. It was during I can't remember if it was nominated for Best Picture. I know she was up for like Best Actress, but I think I just from that's what caught my attention to it was the Oscar buzz. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll check it out.
Right.
I think this is one of the years where I've seen like almost every Best Picture nominated. I think it had to have been up for Best Picture or I wouldn't have watched it. Usually I don't really pay attention to foreign film or Best Foreign Film. But right. This one was getting a lot of buzz. So I was like, you know what? I'll check it out. And man, I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible film. Well done. Well acted. And yeah, that actually surprised me too, that it was from 2004. Not that that's forever ago, but watching it, I thought this was something that had just come out. And actually, I thought it was a like HBO like produced film. Like I thought that that's what I was watching. So yeah, I went into this completely blind, and yeah, I was completely surprised. Yeah, really loved what it did, and I definitely, if you got any more in this genre to challenge me to in the future, I'd be definitely up for it. So, yeah, big fan.
No, this one...
I watch that, like I said, that show, the Locked Up Abroad, and I find that really intriguing. So,
yeah, this one, man, it was... This was all just all too true on what goes on in
yes
in the world. I mean, it wasn't something that just started in 2004. This has been going on probably long before we were born. But this this was directed by Joshua Marston, also written by him, and the main girl Maria Alvarez. She was played by actress Catalina Sandino Moreno. She did such a powerful performance in this film, and she's a beautiful young girl. I don't know how old she is now, but I think she was pretty young when they did this one. But her friend that was along with for the ride with her, Blanca, played by actress Yeni, Paolo, I think that's how you say her name, Vega. Oh man, it was rough, man. I mean, what these guys are doing? Like it says in the synopsis, they were the drug mules, and they were just trying to get money for their families and much less get into the country. I mean, but the drug dealers were setting it all up, buying them the plane tickets, giving them their passports and everything. Were they flying to New York? Is that where they were going?
Yeah, they were flying to New York. They were supposed to meet up in that hotel in New Jersey, but then, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah, it went south, and basically they were swallowing was it heroin or something? I don't know what was in those little plastic balloon things.
Yep.
And how many did they? Because during the scene, during that, I mean, this is in the trailer, so I'm not ruining it for you if you guys haven't seen it. They were dipping them in like soup or something, so because it helped it, Lou kind of lube it up so they can swallow it. And it seemed like. It looked like a ton of them. And these little things, man, they're pretty big, man. This, let's say like maybe the size of your thumb tip, maybe a little bit bigger. But I don't know, man. I don't think I could swallow something like that. And it took them a minute to swallow it all.
No.
And, oh, man. I mean,
the interesting thing with that, that crossed over what I've heard from like the other show, was this is definitely like a true life thing where they'll tell you like, oh no, it's like, it's just 20 of them. And then they'll seriously try to make you do like 50, 60, 70 of them.
Yeah, man. It was just like, oh my God. I mean, cause when they first walk in and they see what they have to do and they're like, oh man, but they did it. And it was just their journey from Colombia to into America on how they do it. I mean, and this is something that I'm sure all of security, because there is a scene during security where they were like really searching them because they knew this type of stuff goes on. And I'm sure it still goes on today. But this movie was real was real powerful. I liked it and everything, and because I just watched the trailer when I first heard about it. I think I read about it in something, and I saw the trailer. It was another movie that I had rented. This is all during the VHS days, and I rented some. No, this is DVD era. I remember seeing a trailer for it on something I rented, and man, this movie is powerful. I don't even where was it streaming at? I don't remember what I told you.
HBO.
Yeah. So if you guys have not seen Maria Full of Grace and you have access to the HBO Go or HBO Now, whatever you want to call it, it's on there. So I mean, definitely check this movie out. This movie is amazing.
Definitely. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
All right, we're going to go totally the other direction for my next.
Okay.
And hold on, I'm trying to find it. The Zisu here was texting me the other day asking me something, if I would watch whatever, but... Dude, I'm just, yeah, I mean, just let me have it, because this next one that I am going to have you watch is probably going to be a little rough for you, because I know your taste in films, and you know me, I love I love craziness, but this is a film that came out in 2016. Jesse and I also did a show on it, and this is definitely in my all-time favorite films. This movie is awesome. I love it. It got so much buzz and love and hatred for the film. This is 2016's The Greasy Strangler. It is streaming on Amazon Prime. Don't read into it. Watch it as soon as you can to get it over with. And do not watch this with Jade in the room.
Dude,
you gotta watch this film. This movie is awesome. I love it. I just got it on Blu-ray, and I can't get enough of this film.
Okay, yeah, I don't know about it, so yeah, I'll definitely go into it blind. I'll look into it. All right, so are you up for that? Just over 4 hour challenge, or do you want me to hold on to that?
I'll watch it. Because it just got,
okay.
it just got me more curious of well, what is it?
Right.
That you want me to watch? You want me to watch the whole series?
Right, and that's the thing, because it's not that the first episodes are bad. It's just the show changes, and it's something else. So it's like, it almost needs to be fully seen, is what I'm saying. So it's something new. We've actually talked about it on the show, but now the whole series is out. That's why I wanted to challenge you to it. So it's 2018 HBO series Barry is what I want to challenge you to.
I saw some of it already. I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched a couple episodes because I was listening to another show. And they were talking about it. So.
Right. Well, if you could continue that. You up for finishing that?
It was all right. I mean, it was nothing spectacular.
that's what I'm saying. Like I don't want to say too much, but it's something that needs to be fully seen. Like, the first episodes don't really do it. That's why I was saying, like, it's not like watch episode one. It's like a watch the 8 episodes.
Because I like...
they're half hour each.
What's his name? The Saturday Night
Bill Hader.
Yeah, I like him. Root. Yeah, I'd heard about it, and then I was listening to another pod, And they were ranting and raving about it. So I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And what I seen, I only watched two episodes. It was all right, but it wasn't nothing that like, I got to see where it's going. I mean, it was funny. I laughed.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. For me, I had the same exact reaction. I did watch just the first two, and then I let it sit, and I let it sit on the DVR. And when I came back to it, that's when I couldn't quit it then. And I don't want to spoil it, but yeah, it's just like something that needs to be seen.
All right. Well, I guess I'll stomach the rest of it because I just wasn't like blown away by what I've seen so far.
Well, it was a 4-hour challenge. Now it's just a 3-hour challenge.
Well, all right.
Since you've done the first two.
Yeah, I'll get to it. I mean, I'll go as far as I can. Okay. I can guarantee you I'm going to watch the whole thing because if these next few episodes are like the first two, I don't know. But I'll give it a shot.
Well, no. Well, okay. Okay. Well, should I give you a backup then? Because the whole point is to where it goes. So if you can't finish it, then the challenge kind of falls apart.
Well, I'll continue. And then if I just, I'll text you and let you know I just couldn't finish it. And then we'll do something real quick and we'll do another challenge. But yeah, right now. All right. Your challenge is less time than mine.
Right.
Yeah, dude, the movie is something. That's all I can tell you. And you have to sit through the whole thing. It's crazy. It's off the wall and everything. So, yeah. And all you guys that have seen it already and know what I'm talking about, oh, my God, this movie is glorious.
All right. I'm a little worried and intrigued and cautious, but yeah, I'm gonna watch it all.
Just get it over with quick. I mean, as soon as we're done, just watch it and get it over with.
Okay.
Don't let it sit on your mind. Especially, like I said, do not watch this with Jade in the room.
I won't.
All right. yeah, everyone, thank you so much. That was episode 10 of Up to the Challenge. The Zsuz, the Greasy Strangler, and Barry for me. Greasy Strangler streaming on Amazon. Barry is on HBO. And yeah, I guess that's it. So definitely, this can probably be one of the biggest challenges for both of us because it is probably like the weirdest.
That's what it sounds like it.
The weirdest and the longest. So.
Yep.
But I got a challenge for all of you guys out there. If you guys have not seen Cobra Kai yet, get the 30-day trial and watch all those because that show is awesome. That is my challenge for all you listeners. If you have not seen Cobra Kai yet, I will hype this up to the end, and I cannot wait for season two.
Right. Super quick. Do you collect the Karate Kid Pops?
I didn't even know they had them.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right, now I got
to be on the hunt. There's just three of them, Miyagi, Daniel, and Johnny.
Okay, I want Johnny, definitely. When did they come out? A while ago?
Just like a couple years ago. I don't think they've, you know, they might have an increased interest now, but I don't think they ever, like, blew up. Like, they're not, like,
all right,
you know. $50 or anything.
Well, definitely they'll probably come out with Cobra Kai Pops. And if they do, I want my favorite character, Hawk. Sorry, we usually don't talk about collectibles, but it just fits with what we're talking about.
Yeah, just real quick.
Everyone, next episode will be coming soon. A regular episode, we're going to wait until after we see Deadpool 2, and then we'll be back. With a regular episode and everything else that comes along with it.
Yep. Cool. All right. That's it for me. Have fun. Till next time, up to the challenge.